Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And America, we have got a problem.
Yeah, nothing to dance about, honestly.
Yeah, it's a bad day to be an American.
To be a woman.
To be a woman.
To be a gay person.
Yeah, to be a lot of things.
To be LGBTQ. Yeah. T+.
I slept over at Shy's house last night because I was like, let's watch the election. This is probably going to be a big part of herstory.
Herstory.
And, you know, we had to come to filming early today. We wanted to make sure that we film today so that we could actually talk about the election. And I just feel like I got taken by complete surprise. I did not think Trump was going to win. Mm-hmm. I cried in the car on the way here.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't like really like feel like show too much emotion when I was at Shy's house because I just feel like I couldn't sit with myself, but I literally cried on the way here.
Really?
Yes. It made me sad.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't cry in front of me. I feel like you love doing that.
Only when I'm drunk, Papa, is when you can see my true emotions. No. But yeah, what do you feel about it?
You know what's crazy? I was very deluded and delusional into thinking that she was really going to win. Same. I really did until like the very end because you went to sleep earlier than mm-hmm. me. You know what's funny? When you were in the room and I was still inside, I was like, I bet she's crying. I literally was like, I bet she's crying in my bed, tears rolling, slowly rolling down.
I gave up. I was like,
because I was like, nah, I don't know. I thought that America was ready for
a good person.
And a woman. But honestly, like, I mean, we're not ready. It's obvious. Like, so many undercover. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, I mean, I was just very deluded. I was just like, damn, that's really crazy. So I was in shock for a long time. And, like, I haven't really been that vocal. Like, I mean, I've obviously been very vocal about, you know, who I've been voting for. I was voting for Ms. Harris from the mm-hmm. beginning. I've always said that. And, like, even though I didn't completely align with all of the things that she kind of stood for, that were a part of her agenda, I wholeheartedly believed at the end of the day she was what was best for our country. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, regardless of the few little things that I thought that I didn't agree with, it overcompensated the long list of what Donald Trump had to me. And I feel like if I were to vote for him, it would have been selfish of me. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and it is also interesting today to see the amount of people who are now coming out and saying that they voted for Trump. Because at first they were like, not obviously people were, you know, they're scared to talk about it because they, first of all, if you're voting for somebody and you're so embarrassed or scared to tell everybody who you're voting for, that could be a sign that whoever you're voting for is not a good person. Like, if you have mm-hmm. to be, oh, I don't want to tell anybody who I'm voting for. Why? Why not? If you really feel in your heart like it's the right thing and you feel like this is the mm-hmm. good person, why are you so scared to talk about it? And then it's like now today, like since he's won, there's been a lot of people coming out like talking about it, and I'm unfollowing and blocking each one.
It's a prime example of what he kind of stands for, though. He stands for a voice for people who are unreasonable, who mm-hmm. literally their only voice is damn near bigotry in a sense, and disrespect and aligning with one specific thought process, you know? So that's what I feel like.
Right. I think it's also very funny because, like, when Trump was president, like, one of the things that I always said and I always felt like I noticed was it was an excuse for a lot of hateful people to come out of the mm-hmm. shadows. And I think that it's funny that now that he won, once again, people are coming out of the shadows. They feel like, okay, now it's a safe space for me to be ignorant and for, like, me to, you know, and it's just exactly the same thing.
Express my sentiments that I've been had since the beginning.
Right.
And believe me, I am literally one to allow people to vote. Like, I'm not going on an unfollowing spree. I said what I had to say because I have noticed the same thing, too. Like, I noticed a lot of people mm-hmm. that I follow and that, you know, follow me back, obviously, been like, Trump 2025, this and that. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I just said on my story, I was just like, it's very crazy. And I will stand by this. I'm not going to lie to you. And I literally, some shit that Trump has in his agenda, it's like, I can understand. But it's like, it's still, whatever. But to be a woman, a black person, gay, Latina, an immigrant, it blows my mind. It really blows my mind. But honestly,
that you could vote for Trump.
Yeah, it literally blows my mind because he's been very vocal, very extremely. And even if y'all, because people will send these like little paragraphs, these stories, be like, well, look in this when he says mm-hmm. this. I'm like, look at what he verbally says. He didn't even like accost somebody for saying that Puerto Rico was trash.
Right.
Like, are y'all?
No, he tried to say he didn't know who the comedian was who said Puerto Rico was trash.
But he didn't take it back. He didn't be like, he was like, I'm gonna stand by what he said what he said.
And the other thing is, what's crazy to me is how many Latino voters Trump got and how many black male voters Trump got.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you do realize he does not give a f- about either one of y'all. Like, literally does not care. He does not, like, oh my God. It's just, whatever. It is what it is at this point. Whatever.
I feel like, you know, they shouldn't be asking if you got a felony in on job applications now at this point, because right. We got a president as a felon, so here we are.
Yeah, I don't know. It just is what it is. Can't do nothing about it. It's disappointing. It's sad. It just makes me sad as a woman, because it's just like, damn, like this educated woman who has all of these qualifications goes up against this piece of literal crap and still doesn't win. And it's just like, for what? Like, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Because if she was a man, I feel like she would have won. That's honest to God, my opinion. If she was a man, she would have won. But regardless of the fact, I don't know. But is what it is. Moving on. Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah, we will. But anyways, what have you watched and read this week?
It's called Lioness with Zoe Saldana. Is that how you say her name?
Saldana?
Yes. First of all, she's an amazing actress. Like, I love her. For someone to make me cry with the, what's the blue movie?
Avatar.
For someone to make me cry from a cartoon, she be acting her ass off.
Yeah.
And it does not change in this movie, in this show, Lioness. I think it's on Amazon Prime or Paramount or whatever it is. And it's basically, it's funny because it's like a war. And this is different from what I usually always normally suggest. It's like a war kind of show. She's in the CIA. And if y'all know anything about me, y'all know I wanted to be a spy when I was younger. So I'm obsessed with it. I love it. Like, she acts her ass off. She's a mother of two. She's in a, like, she has a husband, but she also is like, it's a cool movie. It's a cool series. So it's on season two, and now it's going like weekly now. So I binge watched the first season in like a day, and now
I'm gonna watch it.
It's actually really good.
I watched Martha Stewart on Netflix, and I love Martha Stewart. And, like, I don't know, like, I never really knew that much about Martha Stewart. Obviously, she's, like, a little bit before my generation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I know who Martha Stewart is, but I didn't, like, I wasn't there for, like, the whole come up and, like, everything that Martha Stewart is. And, like, I didn't know really nothing about her personality either. But, like, after watching it, first of all, she's inspiring as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is crazy. And also, I feel like I could relate to her in some ways, just like based off of her personality, because I feel like she's like really blunt.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will call her BITC, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I can definitely relate to that, because it's like, she's not really sugarcoating things. She's just saying things exactly how they need to be said. And like, it can come off blunt. It could come off harsh. It can come off rude.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, I don't know. She's just super inspiring. I definitely think that everybody should watch it. She's also hella funny, because she's very like, she's not emotionless, but she's a very logical person, and she doesn't really move based off of emotion, which I think is really cool.
I only seen a few little clips on TikTok, and the clips that I seen were hilarious. Like, there was one where she was like, where they were asking her about her husband, and she was like, if a man cheats, leave him the first time. And then the interviewer was like, didn't you cheat on him first? And she was like, well.
No, her story is very interesting. I definitely think that everybody should watch it. Also, just as like a little FYI, if you guys haven't realized, we know a lot of you guys have, but the last episode did get deleted.
Oh, yeah.
We did re-upload it today. Hopefully it stays up, but it basically got removed by YouTube because we were talking about the whole Chrisean Rock situation, and we didn't talk about it properly, and we had to take it down and re-upload it. We would appreciate it if you guys went and rewatched it. No, seriously, like,
don't skip through none of them ads.
Right, don't skip through none of them ads. Like, damn, it was such a good episode too.
It was such a good episode, and they were hating on us. And honestly, so we also uploaded on our Patreon again as well. And you know, that was a part of our week. We didn't really speak of our week because the week has been overshadowed by this election ruling.
Yeah,
but we celebrated Halloween. I was in New York, and she was in LA. She did some fun stuff. When we put on the Patreon when we went to WeHo and Winter was acting a complete ass.
I'm gonna insert a clip.
Oh my gosh, she love a good insert clip. Yeah, but no, she was acting a plum ass, and it's actually entertaining to watch because usually I act like that, and so it was her this time, and I was like, I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
It was the Lorax costume. It was the Lorax. The Lorax costume brought something out of me.
She was a whole different person.
It was fun. I think it's just because I felt like I was like in a disguise, so I could just do whatever I wanted to do, but. It was definitely fun. Oh my God. No, I wanted to talk about something. It's random, but it happened this week. And I was talking to my y'all, I was cracking up when this happened. And if you guys see my mood is down right now, it is, but that's just because of the election. I feel very sad.
Thinking that too. I was like, should we have like a little like fun restart or something
right
now?
I'm trying. I'm really sad
right,
about
I got
this.
You.
It's just a bad day. Get away from me.
It's okay. Stop, baby.
You're so bony.
Come on.
Stop, Shy. You're a lesbian. Bleep that out. No, I'm just kidding. No. Okay, so I was talking to my freaking homeboy.
Who? No.
I got that.
Help me.
No. I was talking to a male friend of mine, and we were talking about
something.
Ain't no
something. Such thing as male friends. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, we just friends. I made that clear, even though I wanted to be my man. But not, look. Mixed signals.
But
I was talking to him and I was like saying something like, oh yeah, no, I would never do it in a pool because I would never let pool water get on my hoo-ha. And he was like,
you said that, right?
Yeah, I said that because we were talking about something. Like he was telling me some story about something in a pool and I was like, oh, I would never do nothing in no damn pool because I don't want that pool water in my cookie.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, it gets in your vagina anyways when you go swimming. And I was like, no, it doesn't. And he was like, what do you mean? Like, it's a hole. It doesn't fill up with water. And I was like, excuse me? You think that every time women go swimming, our vaginas just fill up like a balloon with water? Like, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, I mean, it makes sense. Like, it's water. So like, wouldn't it just go through? And I'm like, no. Does that happen to you?
No, but you know, there is something interesting. So you ever, okay, this is random and disgusting probably, but have you ever gone down to like a water slide that's a quick water slide and a whole bunch of comes up your ass and then you have this automatic sudden urge to shit?
No. Okay. Oh. Actually, no.
So that's never happened to you.
I swear no. Like, okay, maybe if
that's
you
an animal.
No, I'm telling you that's never happened to me, but like, okay. Maybe I've had a little bit of water get in my cooter and then I felt it like come out, but like maybe like a tiny little bit.
Yeah.
But that's like if you're like cannonballing into a pool and it's like.
No, our pussies just don't fill up with
water. Right? I'm like, what?
No, that is not a thing that happens. But honestly, what he is saying to that, what I agree with you say, I haven't had sex in a pool jacuzzi type situation since. Well, oh, I lied. In Vegas.
Oh.
It was one of them like tubs in the room that has a little jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah,
something like that. But I feel like the way to stop that is that you insert outside of the water and then you continue underneath the water.
Oh no, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not continuing anything in the water.
Yeah,
I really don't want water at my cooter. I mean, I guess if it was a bathtub of water, that's
different. Yeah, that's a little different. Like a pool,
but a pool,
like yeah, no, I wouldn't do that either.
A pool, a lake, a ocean. My vagina would fall off of its bone.
I feel like having sex, I would rather have sex in the water versus in the beach. Sand and crevices that I don't want, like coochie sand.
Keep in mind, I have had maybe only one, maybe twice.
Maybe
I've had
times.
Two offers of having sex on a beach, and I've said no. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. You know, I don't even like the beach when I'm.
She hates the beach, bro.
I don't like it. It's dirty. It's sandy. It's just not my cuppa. So like,
I'm trying to think if I've ever had sex at the beach.
I have not.
I've spent a night at the beach before.
I've wanted
to sleep at the beach, yeah.
Bro, one time I was drunk and I was like, let's just go to the beach and go to sleep and wake up to the sunrise. But nobody was down, so we didn't.
Who should do that?
Girl, when I was on that one night when I had a bender and when I lied and said I had COVID and couldn't come to the bath. Remember? That one specific ass day. No, that was a crazy ass day. If y'all knew the real details, jaws were dropped. But, because I was very trifling. But, yeah, that was just so funny to me because I'm like, wow, the way that you actually believe that.
Yeah, and the way
so
that
funny.
Men think. Like, they just don't know anything right. about a reproductive rights and they want to vote on them. That's
he
crazy.
He didn't vote, actually. He didn't vote. I told him I would give him some hoo-ha if he did, but he didn't. So.
Look at you.
I was really stepping up for the country, y'all. I was really trying to get those votes in. But anyways, not handing out coochie. Right. If you protect this coochie, you can get some. that was the idea. But no, there has also been a lot going on this week with it's just been a really dumb week. A very dumb week. It's a good week for dumb people. But I shouldn't open it like that because that's kind of mean. But whatever, I said what I said. Did you see the Cam Newton thing about him basically going on his podcast and saying like, yeah, like he be cheating on his girl, but like she's understanding because they talk about it?
So, first of all, I'm sick of his dumb hat. I'm sick of his dumb dreads. I'm sick of him spewing dumb shit. But I did watch the entire, like the not the entire podcast, but the entirety of what he was saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said that he's cheated on her before. And he's gone to her and spoken about it.
Oh, so he's saying that he's single now.
Yes, he said that he doesn't do it anymore. It doesn't make it right or it doesn't make it better. I honestly don't even give a fuck about what he's saying. Because
he's saying
just
he
like,
doesn't do it now?
Yeah, he's consistently like embarrassing her and she's having to defend herself consistently. It's just like, why not just shut the hell up about it? Like, why say anything?
No, I don't know. It just like what she said, because she had made a statement. I want to actually read this statement to you guys.
And paying attention to her content prior to now is completely 180. It's completely shifted.
She goes, child, here come the just checking on you DMs. I am fine. Trust me. I know who and what my man ain't. No secrets or surprises. He could talk to me about anything. Why not just be single if you're going to cheat? I feel you. However, men just be wanting to once in a while. Once they do that, they're back to temporarily thinking straight. It's real ghetto out here. I get it. I don't blame y'all for wanting to be single, but if you spend enough time talking to men about this topic, you'll see that it's not as shocking as it may seem. Okay, first of all, oh my God. It's like, even if you do have these beliefs, like, I beg of you, Jazzy, that's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
I beg of you, please close your mouth. I know a lot of girls do think that way. I know a lot of girls who do date athletes who really in their heart are like, look, I know all men cheat. I know what I signed up for. But I'm not going to go tell him that it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go tell him that, yeah, if y'all all cheat. No, because once you do that, you lose all your power.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you ain't going nowhere. He knows he can go do whatever because you're so understanding and y'all can talk about it. And you know what comes with this lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're not standing on no type of business and you don't even have a ground beneath you to stand now because you just sat up there and told on yourself. I know who my man is. I know that men just be wanting to do this. And it's just like,
that statement was crazy to me.
Bro, it's like you just are, it gives like, oh my God, it's such pick me bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's literally such pick me bullshit. Do we all know that men cheat? Yes, they do. But now you can't stand on nothing. And if you think, I'm so sorry. If you think that man is not cheating on you right now, still currently, I know what he said, but that's not true. 100% not true. And if you want to sit there and be an idiot, believe it.
And the thing is, he said a whole bunch of jumbling nothing.
A whole bunch of words.
He said a whole bunch of words that where the men around in that podcast would probably be like, yes, my brother man.
You know, I hate when people use a bunch of words for no reason.
You know, like, I agree with you, my brother. But it was a literal whole bunch of nothing. And look, to each his own in your relationship, but honestly, there is just some shit that you do not have to bring to the mass population. You
exactly.
do not have to bring to the internet.
You don't
keep
have
that shit to.
To
yourself. And it's just like, honestly, I feel like it's a lack of respect for your relationship and for that woman, because it's like she's obviously having to continue to defend herself consistently and consistently.
And she's like, not even defending herself; she's defending him.
She's defending herself as well. She's defending herself because she's just like, believe me, I'm good, I'm okay. So she's defending herself as well. So it's literally just like, you're constantly spewing this shit for her to have to defend herself. Nobody wants to get on the internet and talk about their relationship all fucking day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, because I've followed her career, not follow her career, but I've seen her. She's a social media personality.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her videos prior to dating Cam Newton. And now I see her videos now. And it's okay to adjust for someone you're in a relationship, for someone you're dating. But it's just like, to completely lose all identity in yourself for this person ain't okay to me.
It's because she's trying to convince herself that it's fine. And keep in mind, trust me, I have been in situations with somebody to where they are hurting me so bad that I'm trying to convince myself that it is not as bad.
Yeah.
And it's because you don't want to feel stupid. You don't want to have to feel like, okay, you don't really want to accept the fact that this person is not treating me how I want to be treated. And I'm going to sit up here and act like whatever it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, come on now, bro. I don't care who you are, what it is, if you are in a public relationship with somebody, you do not want to be getting cheated on. You don't want to, even if it's a just buck type of thing. You know?
That was insane to me. Like, she could have left that out of the statement. But, and here's my other thing. Look, and if you do know that your man is cheating, if I was her, this is what I would be like. I'd be like, look, do what you do. Just shut the hell up about it
right.
in public.
How about you don't tell people
that
you cheated
on me? How about you don't
tell
anything like that so I have to defend myself consistently because you know that it is going to be a backlash.
Right,
exactly. Like, that would be my biggest thing. It'd be like, look, do whatever you do behind closed doors.
But that's, yeah.
You know I ain't leaving. And if y'all have such a vocal conversation, a vocal relationship, vocalize that you don't want that nigga saying that shit in public.
Right. And if we're being real, I would 100% rather be done behind closed doors.
Yeah. If we're being honest, I would rather be done behind closed doors. Don't have me. That is my biggest. And that is probably most women's biggest thing. Do not embarrass me in public.
Right. Right.
Do not embarrass me in public. Do not have me looking stupid in front mm-hmm. of a bitch face. Around the bitch that you being with, like, don't have me looking stupid in public. Mm-hmm. And he's literally, he knows the things. And, okay, not to come for Cam Newton's career, but is he still in football? Who knows?
No,
I don't know.
He's retired.
He's retired?
Yeah, he's retired.
Well, did he retire?
I think he's been retired.
Okay.
He's been retired.
So is he just now, like, a...
What?
Social media presence? Like, is he,
yeah,
like,
he does
a
his
retired
podcast.
NFL podcaster?
I'm pretty sure he does his podcast. I'm sure he does some... I don't know if he does football stuff. I don't know, but I know he does the podcast. I'm pretty positive he's retired. I know he's retired. But,
Just like he retired that football, he needs to retire them hats. They piss me off.
Oh, my God. And here's the thing. I don't have nothing against Cam Newton specifically.
He seems nice.
I mean,
is Jazzy.
He's a cool guy. I mean, I don't know, but I have to speak on that because that's really how we feel about.
But also, at the end of the day, they're speaking their truth.
Yeah, they are.
He's speaking his truth more so than her, and she has to defend their truth. But they're speaking their truth the same way we do. So it's like, who are we to condemn it? Because that is his truth. But at the end of the day, I feel like, why,
girl? All right, that's, you know, y'all know one thing about me. I'll keep a relationship private as hell. Like, y'all not gonna know who my man is. And part of that reason is because men are very embarrassing. And
yes.
I have dated some embarrassing men.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't need to be tied to nobody if I know that he's out here doing the things
like
that he's doing. Like, you get what I mean? Like, I rather.
And is bold enough to be vocal about it. Like,
right.
Bro, what?
So,
no, that to me. But the clip did say he was just like, I have in the past. And he was like, she made it open for me to, you know, be vocal. And instead of coming at me like this, she was like, it's like you're trying to glorify something that we're not really catching.
It's just trying to make it seem like because she came, she literally like was like,
it's controlling.
She,
and it's narcissistic as fuck.
Bro, and here's the crazy part. This is how they're making it seem. They're making it seem like she's like, she wants to understand why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. That to me just goes, this is the setup that I feel like it is. You're Cam, I'm Jazzy. Baby, why are you fucking these hoes? How did she make you come, baby? Oh, was it just a fuck? Oh, was it good?
Yeah.
Was her coochie good? Okay, what's making you do those things?
Yeah.
What's making you do that? Because that's what he wants to do when he knows you're going to stick by his side. And what is there to understand?
And
what
it's
is there
also
to talk
a contradiction
about?
As well, because it's just like...
I can't, bro. Like,
it's contradictory. Oh, why even ask if you know that men gonna... You know what I'm saying? In the same sentiment, you saying men are going to do them, but then you trying to understand why they're doing them.
Baby, they're doing them because that's what dogs do. Dogs act like dogs. Like, what you mean?
Can you,
like,
teach an old dog new tricks?
I don't know. I just think sometimes I think that there's a lot of girls that, you know, want to hold it down and go through the ringer with people because they want to ultimately end up in the position of the girl who stuck by the side. I'm a ride or die. I wouldn't really understand why he's doing the things he's doing. And, like, you know what? Actually, I commend her because she's better than me because there ain't no way I'm doing that shit. Like, I'm not doing that shit, especially if it's public. Like, I understand forgiving people. I understand having open conversation in your relationship. But at the end of the day, girl, it definitely wasn't once, definitely wasn't twice, and it definitely ain't done. Like, he's, come on. Let's be real. Let's be completely real, girl. But anyways, prayers. That's all.
Oh my God, we didn't even do the social media question of the week. Do you believe lack of attention will make you fall out of love with someone?
Ooh. Yes.
Yes.
For me specifically, I think so. I am a person who definitely needs a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a person who likes a lot of reassurance as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think so. What do you think?
I agree. I think a lack of emotional awareness as well, of just like not being receptive to like what I need in a relationship will help you fall out of love with someone. I feel like it's important. Like, emotions are important in a relationship.
Yeah, I think, consideration. If you don't have consideration for me, I think that if you know that I like a lot of attention and you don't give me attention.
You know what it is? A lack of attention to the little things.
What you mean?
Like little things that like people seem to like, you know, like in a relationship you get comfortable and you don't pay attention to the little things that someone like mm-hmm. making them coffee in the morning. You do that in the beginning right. of the relationship and then you stop doing it. It's the little things. It's just like, well, I felt appreciated when you made me coffee. Mm-hmm. It'd be the little things to me that are like major factors in a relationship, you know?
I agree, because I think that one little thing that I really like in relationships is like a good morning text. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's such a big thing. It's a small gesture. It takes 5 seconds to do it. And it's like, okay, I know that you thought about me this morning. Go ahead, go mm-hmm. do what you want. But if it's like, I don't get no attention in the morning, like nothing, like what's going on, bro?
All honestly, in the beginning of the stages of relationships, I feel like all I need for communication wise, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not the type, you don't have to talk to me all throughout the day, but like I would, if I were you, I would want a good morning and a good night. Like right. I don't like that's bro. I'm not asking for much.
Right. Right.
Like
right.
you have 24 hours in a day. You can't give me two of them seconds. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Literally. And you know, I feel that, but,
You know what else we're talking about with the Mariah Carey, Martha Stewart documentary, the Megan Thee Stallion documentary. Have you watched that?
Oh, no, I didn't watch it, but I did see some clips about it.
It's on...
Which were emotional clips. Yeah. Very emotional clips. And honestly, I don't know how anybody could still be standing by Tory Lanez even after all of... First of all, the fact that he even is sitting behind bars, I don't know how anybody would still be like, free Tory. Like, clearly he did something that he shouldn't have did, or he wouldn't be there if there wasn't enough evidence. But... Period. Yeah, I feel really bad for her. And mm-hmm. I still do, because it's still people that vocally support him and still call her a liar.
Which is crazy. And you know what I thought about from that documentary?
What?
Have you ever lied about not having sex with someone?
No.
Because there was a Gail situation where she was on the interview with Gail King, and she said no. Mm-hmm. And it was public that she didn't have sex with Tori. So you've never lied in any situation, no circumstances, with any, a man asking you, a woman asking you, somebody asking you, you've never been like, nah, I have sex with him?
No, I've not. I don't think so. Have I?
I don't know.
No. I thought you knew something I didn't know. I don't know.
No, I have for sure.
I haven't. I think that I'd be like, yeah, I did it.
And you know what? Now I'm at that stage, but there's been I could say there's two people that I'm embarrassed about. So if the world were to ask me and Gail was the one asking, I'd probably be like, nah, I ain't have sex with that man.
Here's my thing. I understand why she lied.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I understand why she lied, because it's like, first of all, and what does it matter?
Exactly.
What does it matter?
And I get why she was just like, why the fuck she asking me about that right now? Right.
And like, it's such on the spot thing, mm-hmm. because like, you don't expect an interview to ask that.
Exactly.
It's like, oh my God, like I'm not expecting, like what does it matter if I slept with him? What matters is I'm telling you that he shot me.
Yeah.
So what does it matter if I gave him some coochie? Is that going to all of a sudden invalidate what he did to me?
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing. It's like, and a lot of people are using that too. Like, oh, well, since she lied about not sleeping with Tori, she's probably lying about him shooting her. What's the correlation? Like, okay, she doesn't need to tell y'all what's going on with her coochie. She told you what happened when he pulled a gun on her and pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
But why won't you?
Multiple times she reiterated that.
Exactly. So I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's sad that so many people call her a liar and stuff for that situation. I don't know. I feel bad for her.
And you know what it made me think about? Because honestly, for the, like how you said, no, I've never lied. For the most part, you're not going to be able to blackmail me about anything. If mm-hmm. somebody got a video of me doing this or doing that, yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was me. You're not about to have me out here looking fucking crazy. But I'm talking about in the general population, nobody wants to share the amount of times they've given their pussy away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I don't fault her in that moment for saying what she said.
Yeah. It's also, I'm sure, I think she even said, I didn't expect for her to even ask me that question. And I don't know. It's just dumb. The whole situation is dumb. I mean, I know people who still support Tori. Yeah. I know, you know, a lot of people who are against Megan in the industry who have, when everything was going on, was talking a lot of crazy stuff about her. And like the fact that she put the x-ray with the bullet fragments and people still are questioning it. And then also it's like, it completely makes sense as to why when everything happened, she was like, oh no, I just stepped on glass. We are literally trained to not snitch. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? And in that moment, I'm sure she's in shock. She doesn't understand the extent of the situation. Like, you get me? Like,
and she was probably drunk out of her ass.
And also, we see every day black men getting killed by police. We know you don't say nothing like that about no black man mm-hmm. because you don't know what could happen. He could have gotten shot. If she's like, he shot me in the foot, guns drawn, he's drunk as hell, what's he gonna do? He probably mm-hmm. got a gun on him. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. So I completely understand why in that moment she didn't say, oh yeah, he shot me. I completely understand going to the hospital, lying and saying that she stepped on glass. When I went to the hospital because a man literally broke my nose and knocked my bottom teeth out, I lied and said I got into a car accident. Mm-hmm. Literally. I never went to the police with it ever, and had to even pay my own medical bills for him beating my ass. So that is what we are literally trained to do in our mind. And then people sit up there and be like, well, why'd you lie? Because that's what we're taught to do. Yeah. That's literally what we're taught to do. And y'all don't care when we do come out and tell the truth.
People only care when somebody dies. When a woman dies.
Right, right. And even then, it's like, oh, why didn't she say anything? She did. She filed a restraining order. Y'all called her a liar. Anyways, moving on. Speaking of all these relationships and whatnot, Mariah the Scientist, Young Thug is free.
That baby said, let me cancel this tour and hop on this jet.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that until like yesterday. She really canceled the whole tour.
I don't know if she canceled the whole tour.
I heard she canceled the whole tour.
Is crazy.
I mean, I get it, you missed your man, but girl,
you gotta still have the bag, your own bag. What if I was Lotto, how would I feel in that situation?
I would be pissed.
Mad as hell.
Let's get Lotto on the line. Lotto, how do you feel about it?
How do you feel about this?
No, I would feel a way about it for sure. And I think I saw something. I think it was on TikTok.
It's like leaving me out for dry, Loki.
Yeah, it was somebody on TikTok that was like, oh, I'm not going back to the Lotto concert because Caribou didn't show up and Mariah the Scientist didn't show up.
That don't got nothing to do with
it. I'm like, but she showed up. So.
Yeah, exactly. Lotto showed up.
Nah, but I would be sick, though. I would be pissed. Like, I get that your man came out of jail, but, like, at the end of the day, we gotta handle business.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get, like, a show or two.
Yeah, I get a show. I can understand a show. I get a show. I will say that. Yeah. But, like, a whole tour cancellation is low-key crazy. And then I'm wondering, did he – I don't know how that even works, but, like, did – Young Thug pay Lotto off or something?
I mean, pay her for what?
I don't know. Just to be like, here's, I don't know.
Lotto needs to have like JT come on there or something.
Oh,
like,
that would
be. Another girl. Would that work? Do they have beef?
I don't know.
I can't keep up with the girl beef,
the girl rap beef anymore. I was like, wait, is that a thing?
Right. I don't know. I literally don't know.
Who else? It's Mariah. It's not. She's a singer though. So who else would replace her?
Summer Walker, but
Summer Walker's really big though. She wouldn't be an opener. Yeah, she wouldn't be an opener.
Who would be an opener? Me? No, I'm just kidding. I'm about to get back in the booth, y'all. But no, that's crazy. I don't know. What do you think about it? You think it's crazy?
No, yeah, I do. I think it is a little like leaving me out to dry. But I mean, we don't know the extents of it. But it's just like, I mean, I get one show, but like a whole tour is like, girl, you know,
stay on track. Yeah.
And then I'm also nervous for her. Like, right. I don't even know these people. But I'm nervous for her because I'm like, you know how we've seen it time and time again, how these men get out of jail and like they act up.
I don't think that's going to happen.
His literal first tweet was crazy.
What'd he say?
Let's drop these rats, Peter, or whatever. I'm like,
wait, what?
Young Thug said some crazy. His first tweets were literally like some incriminating tweets in a sense. Not incriminating, but it was like, let's whack these rats or whatever. I don't know what it's in regards to, but to me,
I think
Young Thug needs to be quoting Bible scriptures. Like, he needs to literally be quoting the Bible. He needs to say, all praise to Allah, God, whoever he praises. Like, I'm like, bro.
I thought he wasn't supposed to be on social media.
He literally tweeted something, literally talking about, let's whack these rats.
No way.
Yes. I was like, baby boy, you're wilding already. You about to be back.
Real plea deal, Jack.
And another one. What's the other one?
That was his first tweet.
And his second tweet.
That's all it was.
No, it's two. I seen it. Hold on. Oh, also, y'all, bro.
I have to investigate. Hold on. Oh, he said, wham, let's drop on these rats, Peter.
Yeah, first of all,
what does that mean?
That's incriminating. I don't know. It's incriminating. The people don't know. So you're gonna put two and two together and get eight. And look, that you can't do shit like that when you just get out of jail. I mean, quote Bible scriptures.
Clearly, he got a really good lawyer. So
I guess he can do whatever he wants.
Because
he was supposed to get life. And I guess he got 15 years probation. Is crazy.
Probation. But 15 years of probation is wild, though.
15 years is wild.
Like, 15 years to not have no mess ups in life.
Literally, in 15 years, I'm going to be 30.
I'm crying. crying, bro. You're irritating
as hell. No, but literally, okay, wait, this is random as hell, but I was just thinking about when so we just recently got an assistant, because I was thinking in my head, I was like, we're going to have our assistant Google, you know, fact check these things.
Right, right.
But y'all, look, when we were like on like FaceTime with
few of the... Oh my God, this is so funny, bro. Yes, please tell this story.
So we were doing FaceTime. We were, you know, doing Zooms with a couple, like, you know, candidates.
Applicants.
A couple candidates or whatever. And so we were like, you know, FaceTime, you know, like between these hours. So why we were on... We were on a call with one of them, and we could tell from the jump she was just like, you know, like a supporter of the podcast, you know, automatically. And she was like, she was cursing. She was like, what's up? You know, shit.
Yeah. I was like, what? Why are you cursing in a job interview?
And one thing about us, we hella cool. We know, we're all this and that. But like, when it comes to like certain things, we really be like,
we get down. Yeah.
We don't play. We get down. We don't play.
Yeah.
Why? So I thought Winter seen it too, but why the girl?
This is on Zoom, by the way, or FaceTime, right? FaceTime.
On like a FaceTime stuff. Oh, this is a FaceTime call or whatever. Why I see her do this right when we answer.
And I didn't even see. Like, I literally didn't see.
And look, me and Winter right next to each other. I'm like,
I didn't see because I was looking down at like our notes, but apparently she like and took a picture of us during the interview.
And girl, you know who you are if you watch
this. She's probably for sure watching this. That is mad funny, bro.
I was dying laughing. I was like, Winter, you didn't see that? She was like, no, I probably would have said something if I did.
Yeah.
From that moment on, I was over it. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So Winter's still going about asking like the basic like interviewer questions or whatever. Right. And I'm just like, okay.
I knew that Shy was over it.
I could not wait till we got the phone so I could tell her what just happened. And we both... Baby girl, I was like, if you're gonna take a picture, at least hide it from the monitor.
It was literally, I guess, fully in the
fully camera. Like this. She smiled with it too. She was like this.
No.
So if you got that picture, please post it.
No, actually, please send us the picture because we need to show.
But yeah, we got an assistant. So thank y'all for everyone who actually, you know, sent their application, sent their resume, sent all type of stuff. We appreciate it, but we found somebody.
Yes, we are very excited. We actually have our first in-person meeting with her today.
Yes.
And yay. I don't know why I don't have any socks on, bro. What the hell? Anyways, random, but I did want to talk about this, and I don't even know how to go into it, but it was a thought that I had because I have a follower on a social media platform, and I have a follower on a social media platform, and I noticed that she comes off very insecure. And then, like, she'll post stuff kind of, like, questioning, like, why can't she find a relationship or, like, why nobody wants her and, oh, she's giving up on dating and blah, 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 all this stuff. And, like, keep in mind, these are all thoughts that anybody will have if you're single and you're dating, because dating is extremely hard for everybody. But I was just thinking, like, about how it's so important to act confident when you're not confident. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just wanted to talk about that.
Basically saying fake it till you make it?
Yeah. I think that faking it till you make it is such a big thing. And, like, I want to reiterate that. I think I've talked about that before. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like people will feel and feed off of if you come off insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you come off insecure, people will want you less.
And they will use it to your advantage if you are insecure.
To their advantage.
To their advantage, yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's like people will target you and come for you if you sit up there and, why my life is so terrible and I don't know why things aren't working out for me and I'm just so over everything and do you like me or do you think I'm cute or blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
is it to that extent?
Yes.
Like, is it like polls of like, do I look beautiful today or something like that?
Yes.
Really?
It is. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
It is. But
maybe it's for engagement.
But I'm not even, it's not even just about one person. It's about like multiple
people. I see a lot of people do that
like
too.
That.
I see a lot of it on TikTok. I see a lot of like, you know. Also, I think they do it for attention a little bit, but I feel like it's not validating. It's not validating at all.
I don't know. It just gives, I had saw this girl with a TikTok video and she basically said like she heard this story and it changed her life forever. And I think it's a great story, but she was like, think about if you go into a Cartier store and you want to buy a Cartier watch and the, you're like, oh, yeah, like, I love the watch. Like, it's really nice. Like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to think on it. And then you get home, and the salesperson is calling you and is like, hey, do you still want that Cartier watch? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I'm still thinking about it. Like, blah, blah, blah. Next day, they call again. Hey, do you still want that Cartier watch? I'm actually giving it to you on a discount now. I'm going to give it to you at a discount. Mm-hmm. And now you're thinking in your head, like, why do they want to, you know, what's wrong with the watch? Like, why do you want to give it up so easily? Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. is there something wrong with it? Like, you know, then they call you again. Hey, like, okay, I'll give it to you at 90% off. Just come get the Cartier watch. And then now you're like, I don't even want the watch anymore because you keep trying to give it to me at a discount. Mm-hmm. And it's like that kind of, I thought about it and I'm like, that's so true. It's like if you sit up there and you're like begging for people's attention mm-hmm. or like making it seem like I'll give you myself at half value, people are not going to want you anymore because.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good analogy.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. putting yourself at a discount for people and now they're looking at it like, well,
What's wrong with you?
Like,
yeah,
you
what's wrong with it? Yeah.
Yeah, why are you trying to, like, why are you trying so hard? Like, you get what I mean? So, I don't know. That just really made me think about some stuff. And if you guys do that, stop, because it's not cute.
I think that it takes a lot. Like, I feel like some people who, how can I put this nicely? I can't. Don't. So, I can't.
Put it real.
No, but I'm saying some people who grew up being told consistently that they don't look to society standards, it's mm-hmm. hard. Like, it is harder to build yourself up when you aren't to a societal standard of what people think are classified as beauty. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I get it in a sense, but it's like putting the two together to validate yourself mm-hmm. is nobody else's job but your own. You get what I'm saying? So it's just right. like you have to do the work and the self-work to figure out, like, I don't need anyone else's validation. I'm not about to hear being like, Eeyore, woe is me mm-hmm. at the end of the day, because that doesn't work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know within and have to figure out from your own. It's like, I don't give a fuck if nobody likes right. me. I like me. I yeah. love me. I think I'm the best I can do. And especially when it comes to relationships, men will do what you allow. Mm-hmm. Men will meet you at your expectations.
Right.
So whatever you expected in that relationship, that's where they're going. They're not going above and beyond because right. you don't go above and beyond for yourself.
Right.
So it's like, why do that for you when you're not doing it for yourself? And that right. goes into what we say all the time. It's like that one video that's going viral and be like, the one that's going viral would be like, you don't even do that for yourself.
Oh, the, you know what bothers me? That's going viral?
Girls comments all the time. It's like almost at 1 million.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But literally, that's the only video that we have that men love us.
Oh, of course.
The only one, because it's like,
when we're sticking up for them.
Exactly. And we're not even sticking up for them. We're telling women that you have to do it for yourself right. first. Like, if you really listen to it and understand what we're saying, right. it's like, you got to do this shit for yourself first before you allow and a man to come yeah. in there and, like, give you that self-validation. And I can't stand when women look for a man for validation, mm-hmm. bro. Like, mm-hmm. there ain't nothing that makes my pussy thunder.
Makes my pussy drier than the Sahara Desert. Thunder is crazy. Hell.
No, but I can't, like, you know what's been crazy for me lately? You know how I'm very nice to people in public? Mm-hmm. I've been kind of more adamant about not smiling at random men.
Really?
And it's been like, I've been like, because I don't want.
Do you normally smile?
Not smile, but I'm just very, like, if I see, like, I don't even do that to men anymore. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I don't want to be mean I've in the world. I've never done it. No, I am. Especially if they like black, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? Just a little, you know, what's up? This is a normal thing. But lately, I've just been like, it's been inviting too much. It's like, yes. I don't want you to even come up to me and say fucking hello. You right. know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
that's why I don't. I'm like, I literally will avoid eye contact.
And it's just been like, oh my God, it's so annoying. So it's just yeah. like, I don't need no validation from no fucking man.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know.
I feel you. It gives Beggy, even when people like sit up there and post memes all day about what kind of good woman I am and what I want and ooh, my part. Like, people do that on Finsta all the time. And I'm like, bro, you sound like you're begging right now.
Yeah.
Like, stop begging. Stop giving a fuck. Like, stop acting like, pick me, yeah. choose me, love me. Like, bro, shut up.
If I see a meme that I want him to see, I'm sending it straight to the source.
Right. Like, why are y'all posting this? Baby, if you don't buck up and send it straight to that man, what you want out of life?
I really do. Like, I'd be like, look.
Right, literally. But also, random, we talked about Halloween already, but we still have to talk about the DJ MV thing, because that was crazy.
No, honestly, that was insane to me. And you know how on Breakfast Club they give Donkey of the Week, whatever it's called, they should have gave that shit to him. And I hope Charlamagne did, because that was insane.
Isn't he on that show?
He's on the show. Yeah, he's on the
Donkey of the Day is actually you. It's in the studio live.
It is, please, you, because no, that was insane. It was, my mouth literally dropped. And I was like, in the climate of pedophiles today, mm-hmm. you want to do some shit like that? And then having, making her rap a secular song.
A secular song. No, it was the bathing suit for me.
It was the bathing suit. Was insane. It was the bathing suit. It was the video. It was the posting. It was right. The song. It was literally everything.
It's just
it was
extremely just like, tone deaf. Like, do you not know how many creeps there are on this internet? Yes. And you just said, here you go. Here's my daughter.
Here's
on
my
a platter.
Baby girl on a silver, golden, diamond encrusted platter. Yeah,
so inappropriate. If you guys don't know, DJ Envy basically had his 8-year-old daughter dress up as Little Kim rapping. What was the song?
I don't even know.
I forgot the title of the song, but rapping a Little Kim song, which, as y'all know, is very sexual music, yes. in a bathing suit. Keep in mind, that's the video where she has the video with all the different colors, so like blue, green, red.
Yeah, she was in like a little red bathing suit, and it was like, it was literally like slits open, like, yeah. And it was, I was like, oh, you could have even like had the girl in a turtleneck.
Right.
A turtleneck red ensemble. She could have been in what you had.
It doesn't matter what she was in. The song is still inappropriate, though.
Exactly. But if you want to do some shit like that, at least have your baby girl covered up. Right. But the whole entirety of it was covered up. And whose idea was that?
Right.
Why is she even listening to Little Kim?
And
how
why
does she even know about it?
And okay, I understand if a man makes a stupid mistake, because obviously, duh. Mm. But like, her mom let that slide too? Like, yeah, like I'm so confused. Are y'all
let
okay?
it slide and posted it was crazy to me. Like, posting it was just, and I don't know, bro. Yeah, like, no. I don't know. Like, and I'm like, did you want to be donkey of the week, of the month, of the year?
Yeah, of the year, for sure. I just don't get it. I mean, it's just too much weird stuff. Like, people literally prey on videos yes. like that, love videos like that. And I don't know, just me personally, like, how I feel, like, when I have kids, like, sometimes I even see people post kids, like, you know, when they try to, like, make the little toddlers look grown with the crop tops and the shorts. And,
yeah, like, I don't like when they dress up women, the little
I'm
girls.
I'm not dressing my children like adults. It is too weird. Stop dressing them up like adults.
Yeah.
Dress them babies like kids, please. Like, people do it for, like,
they
Instagram
They
want to
be in Paw
followers.
Patrol shirts, and you got them in fucking crop tops.
Right.
Like, I think, okay, guilty. I love when the little boys be dressed as like little men, but the girls, I hate it.
No,
I don't want to see no girl in no little crop top. And like, mm-hmm. I love when the little boys be dressed in like their little tuxedos and their little.
Okay,
I love
a tuxedo
the little boys
is
so cute.
A tuxedo is cute if he's like doing something. But like, you know how when moms be trying to dress, it's a meme that's like y'all be out here trying to dress your son like their dad, like their like your baby daddy because he ain't there. Or some shit like that. But like, why you got your little 1-year-old with a chain on and sagging his jeans and an oversized
shirt?
Yeah,
no,
shirt?
Absolutely
like,
not.
No, like, you could put your kid in a cute outfit that's child-friendly, that's not too grown. Like, let them kids be kids. They're going to have plenty
kids
of
be
time.
Kids. Honestly, even for Halloween, too, it's like, you know that child don't want to dress up like that. They want right. to be a firefighter.
Like, literally. It's
and
just,
you got them dressing as...
It's too much. It's too weird. It's too grown.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But anyways, what's his last name? Travis Kelce. Jason Kelce. I was about to say Trelsey.
Trelsey.
Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce's brother, threw a fan's phone and broke it on the ground.
Because the Did fan, they were at like a, I don't know where they were at, but the fan was literally damn near a child compared to Jason, a teenager.
Maybe he was like in his 20s.
Yeah, compared to Jason Kelce. And he's like, how does it feel that your brother is a F.A. for dating Taylor Swift?
Do we still have to bleep? Can we spell it out and not bleep it? Like,
God dang it. No, they know it, but he said it, not me. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it. Mm-hmm. So obviously Jason feeling some type of way because that's his brother. Like mm-hmm. who, like, why are you coming at me like that?
Right.
He grabbed the phone and threw the phone down. And he was
it.
Like, now, and now he repeated what he was
and now
saying.
Now who's the
yeah.
F word?
And which I don't agree with, bro. Why did he have to go on national television and apologize when it's that little
He apologized?
Fucker. He had to apologize.
No, I wouldn't apologize.
I don't understand that or agree with that. People are so like...
Yeah, like, why? It's not okay for people to talk to people like that in public.
It's,
like, it's
not. And I think that he should have beat his ass, honestly. I
do
really
too.
Do. I think that he should have got his ass beat. But, of course, obviously, that little punk, because that's what he is.
Yeah.
He is. That little punk went over there and then got the, like, bro, do you see this man? This man is big and burly as hell. He
and
would
why
beat
do you
your
feel
ass.
Like, that's
why
the thing.
Why do you feel like you could do that? Trolls think that they could just go up to people and talk to them any
right.
kind of way and not get the consequences or the repercussions.
Right.
No.
And I'm an advocate for consequences to your actions. I think that actually more people should be getting... Because for real, like, y'all are too safe behind them damn internets, and then y'all get in real life and you see, oh, I'm not on the internet. I'm not safe behind a keyboard right now. Something can happen to me. There
yeah.
are consequences to my actions when I run my mouth. Mm-hmm. And now, oh, what? You crying? You upset
Yeah,
about
mad
it?
That somebody broke his phone. You shouldn't have never said that shit.
Right.
You shouldn't have never said it.
Right. But anyways, let's get into the advice, shall we? Advice. My baby daddy and I separated a year ago. Everything still feels fresh and hurtful. He was very abusive physically, emotionally, and mentally. Long story short, when we separated, I expected my family to also cut him off. I have 3 male cousins that have been hanging out with him since, and they were not close before. They only hung out at family parties, but were not besties. My other male cousin that was close with him cut him off quick. No thought about it. Not only are they hanging out now, they're hanging out with his girlfriend, which feels like a stab in the back. Following each other and liking each other's shit. I confronted those 3 male cousins and they didn't care and hung out with him even more. Please tell me how to let this go and move forward because I want to slap them all. As I think you should.
Girl.
No, I mean, that is hurtful because like at the end of the day, it's like your family should be...
Yeah.
You know, whose back you have no matter what. I would be pissed as hell, but what do you think?
That's hard because that kind of happened to me as well, and it annoyed me mm-hmm. as well for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, like, the moment I stopped making it a big deal, it kind of faded away, mm-hmm. which is weirdly enough. Like, it kind of, like, because I was making it, I was like, this isn't fair to me. This is not someone that's a part of my life anymore. Right. So why is he still a part of yours?
Right.
And they would be like, because he had a kid too. So he'd be mm-hmm. like, this is a child as well. But so it's like, I understood it in a mm-hmm. sense, but it was still like frustrating to me in that moment. But I don't know. The like, when I would kind of let it go, not mm-hmm. let it go, but when I didn't make as much of a big deal about it, it just wasn't in my face anymore. Right. When you're so fixated on... Mm-hmm. what's going on and why this is happening and why he's a part of your life and you're like looking for it, right. it's going to always be in front of your face. So I kind of just had to like let it go and it stopped. Not let it go, but just stop emphasizing it right. as much. You get what I'm trying to say? It'll play itself out. Like everything will play itself out in the event and eventually.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for watching.
Love you.
Bye.